Well, it's 19:05, 7:05 p.m. Without objection, I'm going to start the meeting. Old business. Did both of you get the board meeting minutes from November 19th?
I
Yeah.
did. I think you sent them to us, right? Someone
I
did.
should have.
Oh,
Yeah.
or they were in an email that Joe sent as well, I think.
Yeah, that should have been. Did you all review them, and then do you have any problem with them?
No, they're fine. To me.
Alan, how about you?
Yeah, I reviewed it and it's fine.
Okay. Then I make a motion that we approve those minutes. Do I hear a second?
Second. Second.
Second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Alan, how do you vote?
I'm for.
Of Alan votes yes. Jamie, how do you vote?
Yes.
You vote yes, I vote yes as well. The board meeting minutes are passed. Moving on to new business. Every time there's a new board, there's a what they call an election of directors. So what people don't understand is when they think they run for the board, they think they run for, like president or vice president or secretary. That's not how it works. You run for to be a director, and then the directors, the three of us, decide who's going to hold what position. So that's what this is. And so before we make that decision, does anyone have a position that they would like to hold before we make a motion to vote on?
No preference.
No preference?
I'm getting in big trouble to begin with. So.
Jamie, any preference?
Well, I think you remain. I think we keep you on as president since you're doing the most work.
I appreciate that. Well, with no preference and you thinking I should be president, then I'll make the proposal that I be president, Jamie vice president, and Alan secretary. Do I hear a second?
Yeah, I second that.
Jamie seconds. I will poll the board. Alan, how do you vote?
I'm for it.
Alan votes yes.
Yes.
Jamie, you vote yes.
Yes.
I vote yes. So that is the election of directors. I'm president still. Jamie is vice president, and Alan, your secretary. Just so you all know, the only power that the president has that no one else has is I can call a special meeting at will. That's it. Everything else, we have the same authority. So moving on, approve the annual meeting minutes. Did you all get that as well?
Yes, I approve those.
Okay. Did you get them, Alan?
Yes.
All right. I make a motion. We approve those minutes. Do I hear a second?
Yes, second.
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie seconds. We'll poll the board. Alan, how do you vote?
I'll wait for
Alan votes for Jamie.
it. Approve.
And I vote as yes as well. Those minutes are approved by the board. They'll be presented to the members at the next annual meeting. Is there anything from the annual meeting that came up that y'all want to talk about here?
Can't think of anything aside from you got the drive by on there update. Other than that, I can't think of anything.
Okay. Yeah, just I thought it went very well. I thought we made quorum, which was great. Yeah, I thought it went very well.
Yeah, I did too.
Joe, what did you think?
Perfect.
Good. All right, we'll move on yet again. Calendar for the year. All right, now our deed restrictions, I'm sorry, the bylaws require us to have four meetings a year, once every quarter. This meeting will be the meeting for the first quarter of this year. So we need to have meetings for, let's see, January, February, March. So we need April, May, and June. When in those 3 months do you want to have a board meeting? Jamie, you're muted.
Sorry
Are
about
you
that. I didn't want any fee. Oh, and when I clicked on it, my calendar went away.
sorry?
No, that's all right. I was sitting here talking and y'all couldn't hear me. I mean, we might as well stick with the Wednesdays. I'm not sure about holidays, so correct me if I'm wrong or something, but what about April 15th?
Tax day.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't even want to think about that. So, what are you thinking?
I was thinking sometime in May, and so I was thinking like either May 13th or May 20th.
Oh, I see. You have it any time in those 3 months
Yep.
in the quarter?
And for May, what is that? Is that the second meeting
It'll be the second meeting for the year, the second board meeting.
Yeah, March, I'm probably going to be in California for a while, and then
Well,
April,
Alan.
I may be traveling.
Well, Alan, the again, they only require us to have a board meeting once every quarter. We've
Yeah.
been having them every 60 days, but things have calmed down to the point where we don't really need to do that.
Yeah.
So falling back to once a quarter, January, February, March. So this January meeting covers us through March. So it'd be April, May, June, and I'm proposing either May 13th or May 20th.
How about May 13th? Because you any later than that, and you'll start. I think kids start graduating.
Okay.
And it's going to be like 7 p.m.
Yeah. Just like this.
Because I'm involved in one in California that is at 10 o'clock. They're 2 hours different. I don't know what their deal is. I'm not one of the board members, but if I travel, I could probably do remote, so even though
Well, these are all remote, so yeah.
I know. So, but anyway, I'll try. As far as I know, fine. May 13th is probably fine.
Okay, so May 13th. Let me get a pen here and write this down so I don't forget. Okay, May 13th, and then so let's see, April, May, June. So now we need to look at July, August, and September. You guys have a month in that time period that you favor?
March, April, May, June. Well, we, especially with kids and all that, we usually do a couple vacations during the summer when school's out. And I have no idea when those are going to be. So it would be best if we made it more towards August because I know we won't be gone anywhere closer to when school starts back.
Okay.
But usually we go somewhere in July for sure. So I'd rather not take a chance of it interfering with that. Otherwise, yeah, because I don't want to have to change. Well, I'll know in advance, but sometimes we don't even know until June if we're doing something in July. So it's up to
Okay.
you. But
August 19th, is that okay for both of you?
yeah, that seems like that would be good.
August 19th?
Yeah.
Okay, that looks better.
I should definitely be here for that.
You both are good with that.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool. So October, November, December. Generally, we have these in November because it's closer to, well, let's see. Let me think about that. October, November, December. We could do either October or November because we don't want to do it in December. Do you guys want to do it in late October?
Yeah, we could do late October, like 28th or something.
Yeah, the 28th. Alan, you good with that?
Again, it's October what?
28th.
Okay. I think that'll be okay.
Because at that meeting, we'll approve the budget for the next year and any increase that Goodwin wants and set the dues for the following year. We usually set it there. Now, it's up to you guys, but I usually set the first meeting for the following year late in the month of January, like I did this one, just so that we are able to, and it's usually a week or so after the annual meeting. The reason I do that is so that we can set the calendar early in the year and know exactly what's going to happen. And again, these are not set in stone. We can move them if we need to, but gives us an idea of what's coming up for the year so we can plan.
Don't we want to set the, oh, what are you thinking about setting?
The first board meeting for January in for 2027.
Oh, why don't we schedule that after we figure out when we're going to do the annual meeting?
Well, if we do that, let's see, the annual meeting, if we do the annual meeting will be done. We could either do it online, like through email, or at the last board meeting.
Oh, you mean yeah, I think that's so far in advance that we've got everything scheduled for this year. If you want to go ahead and schedule for the board meeting January, that's fine. I don't have a
This
problem.
January meeting is just a regular one then?
Yeah, it'd be a board meeting like we have now. It's
Okay.
just so that it's usually right after the annual meeting. So if there's any issues at the annual meeting that come up, we can address them and then also set the calendar like we are now.
Well, what about the 27th then?
That's what I was thinking.
What's that, January 27th?
Yeah.
Okay. That's so far advanced.
Yeah. I yeah.
Well,
Let's
if
just put it on there. We can always change it.
that's
Yeah.
right. That's right. At least it gives us what's coming up anyway. Because the annual meeting has to be done in January. Anyway, let's see. Do we want to do any garage sales?
How's the last one going?
Say again?
How did the last one go?
To be fair, I'm not really sure. I don't go to these things. I just put them on the calendar for other people.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't
I
know.
know that in where we previously lived in Bee Caves, it was an in thing. It was published just like you are doing, and we always had repeat people coming through, and people would put things out on the street and sell and have fun. But I have no idea how it is going. I've told our tenants all the time, and they said thank you, but I don't know how they participated in it. So I haven't physically been there at the time.
Well, like I said, I don't usually attend these things. I just put them on the calendar because people like this and they want it in the newsletter if it's on the calendar. So I would, usually we have one in April and one in October.
What,
So
from a cost point of view or anything, there isn't any cost from our point of view, or is there something that we,
I
how do
don't think we
you?
do. Joe, do we have any cost for the garage sales?
No cost.
No cost.
Is there a way that we could send anything in our letter and see if we get any feedback?
Yeah, that's what I was going to
Newsletter?
say.
Yeah.
Let's
We
just ask.
could.
And I mean, just say who's interested, and we'll
If
see.
no one, if we don't have anyone that does it, I mean, even though it's not really a, we don't do anything but just put notifications out, but I'm not so sure anybody participates.
Would not surprise me. I am not the party planner. That's
Why don't
never
we
been
put
my
a certain
strong suit.
section in the newsletter that's always there? If anybody needs a garage sale or wants to have a community garage sale, like if you know your garage is getting too full or whatever, just let us know and then we could schedule one.
Okay, I'll put that in the newsletter.
And
I don't
that
know
way we
what.
don't have to mess around with it until someone says, "Hey, you know what? I got a bunch of stuff I need to get rid of. Let's have the neighborhood come by and pick it out."
I usually just donate it to either the serving center or to the library.
Yeah, we have so much stuff we give to Goodwill.
The last time I did something and I had a ladder trying to get rid of clothes, and people were more interested in my ladders than the clothes. And
Ah.
that was not for sale.
Well, just so you guys know, my background is programming, and so I've got a database where I put these dates in, not just for board meetings, but also for the annual meeting and for garage sales. And so the code looks for those things, as it's going through. And if it comes within 14 days of a board meeting or an annual meeting, it puts that on the site. And I think it's 7 days for a garage sale. It puts it up on bphoa.info. There's a couple of other dates I put on there too. Memorial Day, I think the 4th of July, Veterans Day, Halloween, and Christmas. So those are the ones I've got up there right now. And it's just automatically generated. I just put the dates in either the code or the database, and it's automatically done for me. So yeah, that's how that works. So if we don't have any dates for 2026 for garage sales, nothing will show up on bphoa.info until we do. So okay, I'll put that in the newsletter. All right, last thing on the list, drive-by shooting update. I wanted to let you all know, and I think you may have seen it. I did talk or send a message to Clint Brown, our association attorney, and I haven't received a response yet. So as soon as I do, I'll know more of what we can do. My idea, and I think I said this at the annual meeting, is to write a letter to the owner over at 2600 and say, hey, you want to get these guys gone? And we'll see what happens. But
Yeah, the owner might not even know that it happened. I wonder if he does.
yeah, and I also need to figure out how to get the police report because I looked for it online and I didn't see it.
The police would probably write a press release for you as well, Keith. Something appropriate to hand out to the neighborhood. Like, for instance, they never say the exact address or the exact name. They'll just say there was a
There
shooting
was a shooting
incident.
incident.
Yeah. And they would do that for free. That way you know you're legal, right? You don't you
That's
don't,
a good idea. Just
and
have them draft
no
something.
and
Send us
no
an email.
reper no repercussions because you did call them out by specific name or address.
Right. Well, I wrote that down, press release, so I'll
Yeah.
ask them for it.
I did that in another neighborhood. Guy walked out his front door on Christmas Eve, took a shotgun, shot through his neighbor's front door, had to call in SWAT team and all that. And I just asked for a press release and they had it to me the next day.
Nice. That was Round Rock.
It was a neighborhood off I-35 in Wells Branch.
Okay, so that would be Austin or Pflugerville.
Yeah, it's kind of an EFT area. It's no man's land, but it's a Pflugerville Fire Department area. But anyway, SWAT team came in, took care of it, put him in jail, and he eventually sold the house. So
Yeah, can't be blowing through people's doors with a shotgun. That's pretty
he was
extreme.
an unusual guy. He would show up at neighbors at 4 in the morning, knocking on the door with no shirt on. It was time to have him.
Well, I heard something tonight that was disheartening on YouTube. There is a number of medical professionals, doctors and nurses, who don't like people who don't like their political opinions, and so they are calling for not anesthetizing people when they need it for surgery or paralyzing them when they're in the hospital or adulterating their food so that they have loose stools and things.
I know there was some nurse that was saying something like that, but they fired her.
Well, there's more than one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's not a cool thing at all. So, yeah, it's kind of scary when you think about it. You're going to the hospital or you're needing treatment for X, Y, or Z. And, like me, I probably shouldn't do this anymore, but I wear my hat that says America First, and you can infer from that what you will. And yeah, that would probably get me in trouble with somebody, and then I could end up in real trouble, because I mean some of this stuff sounds innocent until they do it, and the patient has an allergic reaction or something happens with their heart, and next thing you know, they're in real trouble. And it's because the care they got was adulterated. That could be that's scary. So it's, I don't know, this world is getting crazy. So, I mean, again, drive-by shootings in Bradford Park, that never had that here. This is the first time in 27 years that we had that here at Bradford Park. That's insane.
Keith, do we know offhand how many places are rented, and then how active are the managers, or just like we have rented for years and haven't had any problems, and I'm the manager of
Right.
my son's property. And some of the other like both, and this is with Goodwin in Bee Caves. We have a house out there that we downsized, but we're renting. They're keeping track of, and the one in California keeping track of who's renting and not. In fact, the one in California is putting restrictions on how many people can rent, and they have a queue so that you, if you sell your place, you're now in a problem. You can't just say, well, the new owner can rent. They've got to go into a queue, which is getting complicated, So I'm just wondering, for Bradford Park, have we had, can you tell if the managers of property are engaging and coming to meetings? Doesn't sound like very many attend, but
No, there's no way to know
No,
that. But we
no.
gotta not we know how many homes are rented out. We just don't
We
know
do.
about the ownership.
Yeah, basically, I have my own database that I go through periodically. I'm not going to say how often, but I mean, I did it just before the annual meeting, just in case someone asked the question. And there are 76 out of 278 homes in Bradford Park that are rentals. And if you want a percentage of that, it's 27.338% of the neighborhood is rental homes.
I think they made a limit of 25% in San Jose that they can't get over, so that,
Not that I'm aware of in Round Rock.
I know, but I'm
I've heard
saying
about that with condos and stuff.
that's what the homeowners in San Jose, California, had put some restriction on, which we have rented for years and years since we've been out there and we lived there, and then we have had very good renters,
Right.
but my exposure to the neighbor next to my son's house, and that's on, anyway, they have a big, company that's they're renting from. The renters are real nice couple, and they've rented for years. But then when we needed to get a fence, I think I told you that we basically I wanted to be able to share the cost, and it took me time to work with it, but it's a billion-dollar company. And I finally got through the manager of that property, and they agreed to do it and share in the cost. But sometimes it's individuals, sometimes it's big companies. And when you have big companies, they probably don't care. They just want to get their rent and don't engage and don't care about the homeowners association.
Right. That's pretty much right. And I don't know if we can do that in Round Rock, limit the amount of renters in our subdivision. I don't know if it's legal in the state of Texas.
Yeah,
I don't think it
it is.
is.
But I've seen it before, but usually it's with condo associations.
Yeah, the one we have is a condo, and If you own properties and renting, the cross between insurance costs and homeowners' restrictions on how they deal with rentals is getting more and more complicated. It's not as simple as it was 10, 15 years ago. So we're learning, scratching our head.
Yeah, I do know that when I because there were other people who had heard about the drive-by shooting, and they were like, well, was it a renter? Was it at their place? And I had to say yes, and they were like, yeah, we've got too many renters. And I'm like, well, I went and did the math, and it's 27.338% of the subdivision is renters, and they looked at me and said, I thought it would be more. So, for
Well,
what
it's
it's
good to have
worth,
that number, just in
yeah,
case.
I'm actually working on because I do all the website stuff. I'm working on doing something, adding another tab to the bottom or to the far left of bphoa.info that basically will go and get those numbers from the database. So all I have to do then is just update the database. We'll put those numbers out there automatically. So I'm in the process of doing it. It's not done yet, but I'm working on it. So, all right. Well, that's pretty much. Do you guys have anything else for the drive-by shooting?
No, I don't.
No? All right, well then we're up to homeowner concerns. This is where the homeowners get to tell us what they think. Does anyone have any homeowner concerns?
Did we resolve? I know we resolved the one homeowner's problem. You guys were going back and forth. So is there
We'll talk about
anything?
that in executive session because it's dealing with dues and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
No concern.
No concerns. Okay, well, we're at the point. Do either of you two have any homeowner concerns, Jamie or Alan?
No,
No.
if Greg does, but I don't have any.
I don't have any either.
Nope.
Okay.
Just wanted to see if I missed anything last week's meeting. Sounds like I didn't.
Well, it's out on bphoa.info under 2026 AM for annual meeting. You can go and either watch it or listen to it. It's all right there. Or if you want to read the minutes, I think they're out there as well.
I guess
Okay.
one question I have is, did we have any from the storm, any issues?
Not that I'm aware of. I
Okay.
mean, it's I've still got snow in my front yard.
I saw people trying to make the hard right onto under 45 when it was all ice. And they're doing like 15 miles an hour and they turn their wheels and just kept going straight.
Oh man.
Except they started going towards the cars, stopped at the light.
Well, I do remember Jamie sending me a photo of somebody wiped out the signage on the what do they call that?
Oh yeah, the median
Yeah, the
Radford Park
median.
where it hits Gavin.
Yeah. Somebody wiped out the signage at Gaddis School Road and Bradford Park Drive at the median there. The city's gonna have to fix that.
Yeah, it took out the two signs. There
Yep.
was one at the front that they completely ran over, and then they went over the bushes and hit the sign on the other side of that, and that was halfway bent down. So, yeah, that whole median is going to need to get. Do we need to call someone on that or what?
We can. I mean, we can tell them, hey, you've got, signs that are down and, sign damage and damage to the median from someone who ran over it during the ice storm, and see if they'll come and fix it because it's their property.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So with no other homeowner concerns, We're going to move into executive session. It means if you're not a board member or Joe, you need to leave the call because we're going to be talking about people's dues and stuff like that. So,
Bye.
I don't
All
know
right,
what
Greg,
you're.
thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming.